Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for people who pronounce it Baldmore. I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler from Baldmore.
Baldmore, the correct way to pronounce it, probably. I went to Maryland once, I heard someone say it, and that's the doctrine. That's how. That's the correct way to do it. They said it in this movie. What'd we watch?
Baldmore.
Baldmore. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
There's so much. There's no time, Tyler. There's too much to say. There's too much to talk about. We've got to go. We've got to go quick. All the spoilers coming. If you haven't seen Goldfinger, it's been 50 years. Who are you? What are you doing? Go watch. Don't watch. Maybe. Okay, can I start?
Are we going?
Ready? This is the highest rated Bond film on the IMDb user score. Further, and I'm afraid for what follows because I did not enjoy this that much. It's the highest rated classic one. Okay, here's the other thing. 97 Rotten Tomatoes. 97 Rotten Tomatoes. If this movie came out today, Roger Ebert 4/4. If this movie came out today, I don't know what it would get, but it's not that good. I just gotta say, oh my gosh. This is a wonderful film. There's a lady gets out of a bathtub. She's still sudsy. I don't understand why she doesn't. There's another lady doing a real lackluster shimmy as she makes eye contact with Sean Connery. I don't know why. And then he blows up the building. I don't understand. This movie has had the best action scene so far in a Bond movie, which is really saying something, because there was the one with the guy running from a flamethrower. And there is a woman whose name is Pussy Galore. And as you may have guessed from her name, her job is a pilot. She flies planes. They just put that in the movie, and everyone was okay with it, and they approved. Everyone gave their thumbs up, and it got 97%. 97 out of 100 critics liked this movie. It has to be. It can't. I don't understand. Here's the thing. Here's what's crazy about that. Not only did it get a 97 Rotten Tomatoes, its Rotten Tomatoes, or critic score, is higher than the audience score. By 8 points, how does that work? Do the math for me on that. This is a dumb action movie. How does it... Sean Connery said the best line. He killed a man with like a toaster and a bathtub or something. And he was like, shocking. And then he repeated it. Absolutely shocking. And it was like, it didn't have as much power. Why did he say it a second time? I don't know. Here's the thing. This movie has a theme song. And I don't know why more movies don't have theme songs. You know, Bond movie, you have a theme song. You have a song at the beginning, and it's only like something about spies and something about mystery and the illusion of our fear. This one is like, nope, it's the title of the movie. I'm going to sing Goldfinger 20 times over. I'm going to tell you all about this guy, Goldfinger. Here's what I want from this movie. This is why this movie sucks. There should have been 5 more songs. Every 20 minutes in the movie, there's a new song. Further explaining the plot, because the plot to these movies are hard to follow. I will say this one was the easiest. It made a lot more sense to me. Goldfinger. Here's what it is. This song sounds like she's just making up the lyrics as she sings, which makes a lot of sense. Goldfinger, he's got a cold finger. Oh boy, he's gonna finger you. Like, those are the lyrics of the song, and it doesn't make sense. But here's the thing. It took 2 human beings to write those lyrics, and took 2 songwriters. Oh my goodness. So, this movie won an Oscar for Best Sound. Best Sound, and I know what sound did it. Sean Connery slaps a woman's buttocks, and it makes the loudest whip crack sound I've ever heard, and it won him an Oscar. And I just... Okay, there's a woman who dies from skin suffocation. So, she's covered in gold paint. And she suffocates to death. Because your skin, if you paint your skin, you have to leave a little bit so the skin can... So she laid there while they painted her to death, and then she died. I don't understand. I know. Someone chops Bond. A bad guy chops Bond. He rolls over, grimaces, then passes out. It's just like, I love it. It's so good. Oh. Someone says, how do you do... We're 10 minutes into the movie at this point. I am almost out of rant time. Bond goes to somebody's like, how do you do? And then he responds, how do you do? Which is not how greetings work. If I say, how are you? And then you say, how are you to me? And you can't ask me a question, then I answer your question with the exact same question. You say, I'm well. How do you do? Nope. How do you do? How do you do? And then they just, that was it. They just left it like it was fine. Oh, man. Goldfinger is really bad golf player. They're talking in each other's backswings left and right. They're playing strict rules, and that's strictly against the rules, and that's a problem. Goldfinger has a rainbow flag in his trunk, so I guess he's a homosexual, which is like a cool little fan detail I thought I'd point out to you. You're welcome. I want to party with Oddjob. He can crush things and throw his hat and chop off. Like, can you imagine partying with that guy? I would just hand him stuff and he would crush it and throw his hat at it. Sounds real good. James Bond has a wetsuit. And I thought for sure, instead of a white tuxedo, it would just be a mariachi suit when he gets out of the wetsuit. Didn't happen.
No, did not happen, Cody. Oh, it's the end of your time. That's a bummer.
There's so much more to say.
I know, Cody. I know. I know.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Correct.
Baltimore, Cody. May I?
Please take the floor.
First off, Cody, what you need to understand is it's the same woman. The sudsy woman and the shimmy woman. The same woman. Okay? The biggest thing you need to understand, Cody, we're going in here. Not only did Roger Ebert give it 4 out of 4. Most movies we watch, Roger Ebert, he never watches the movie. No, Roger Ebert himself gave this 4 stars. Look at the name on the review, Cody. It is Roger Ebert, okay? He did it all himself. Here's the thing, Cody. You think to yourself, you think, oh, pusher, right? That's... Pusher galore, that's for the movie, that's not in the book. There's no way someone wrote a nationally acclaimed book that people say, this is like, this is so good. It's so good, it's like, yes, so good. And put that, no, yes. Not only is it from the book, it's people's favorite character from the book, Cody, because she's a strong, independent woman, and how dare you? Also, here's the thing, Cody. They just go into Fort Knox, and he changes into a general uniform and shoots all the guys. These guys are terrible soldiers. He's just like, hey, I'm general. I was here with them already. Here we go. Get them, guys. They'll kill all you guys. And then he switches sides again. You dumb boy. Everything he has is gold. Here's the thing, Cody. You've seen the GoldenEye movie. You've seen the Golden Finger movie. You've seen the Golden Eye Finger game. They all have nothing to do with each other. But that game, I tell you what, ooh, does it got stuff from all the things. Right? You got Oddjob. He's Korean, Cody. Why do I say that? Because they say it in the movie. They say he's Korean. I never knew that. Now I know it. That's why I said all the Asians were Koreans, because Oddjob's Korean, and I'm a racist. That's why, Cody. He throws his hat. He's like, oh, people don't mess with me after their golf game. And he's like, what does he got? Oddjob, show him. Oddjob throws his hat and damages a statue. How dare he damage such a statue? What's with the hat? Okay, because the hat later they're fighting. Bond got the hat and he's like, oh, I'll get you. I'll get you with the hat. I'll get you. And Oddjob's like, oh, he got the hat. There's nothing in the hat but like a little bit of metal in the rim. He beat Oddjob with a pipe and Oddjob took it. And yet now he got the hat. He's an unstoppable fighting machine. As long as you have the hat in hand, you are unstoppable. What the hat do? A hat got metal in it. Thus, it conducts electricity. Gold conducts electricity, too. So, I mean, it's like the whole room was very conductive. That's one of the things that got me. It's like, that seems like to have a giant cable of that such a thing in it. That also, the room, yeah, okay. So, they're there. The knockout gas... Oh, kill people gas. It was knockout gas, but then it was kill all the people gas. Here's the thing. His room, first off, the mobsters, they're freaking out because the room's moving. They're freaking out because here's the thing. He had no less than 4 separate maps of the same thing. Not of different angles, not of different scales, the same size of the same thing. No change, no difference. And there was a lot of things that moved that definitely did not need to move. The bar spun around. The bar spun. Nothing was behind the bar. Nothing was in front of the bar. The bar just spun. It just spun around, so the mobsters would be like, hey, what's going on here? And then they're not like, oh, this thing moved, now this thing's moving, we're on it. We know what's happening. It's moving stuff. Stuff is moving in this room. At no point are they fine with stuff moving. They're, hey, oh, what? Oh, hey, what? What? Oh, what? The entire time. They deserved what they got. They should have been on top of it, okay? The guy fell for the elevator trick. What's up with that? Why would you fall for that? He goes in there. He goes down. Guess what? He went up instead. He went down and slunk his way up. I just want to see the other side of the door. I want to see the other side of the door in this thing where he goes down and then, like, contorts himself around the door to get up top to then drop on the Korean man who then comes to check. But they go in the hay. They have a literal roll in the hay, as you said during the movie, Cody. A literal roll in the hay. The American spies are terrible spies. What is up with these guys? In all the, most of the other movies, the Americans are there. They already figured it out. They just don't want to fix it. Because they're douchebags. I say that as a proud American. CIA are probably douchebags, okay? Here's the thing, Cody. They're bad at their job. They are, like, literally 15 feet away from him. Looking at binoculars, they have been spotted. Everyone is aware. They should have just hollered at Bond, be like, hey, are you all right? And Bond would have been like, no, they got me. I'm trapped. They got me.
Seeing as your time is up, can we just continue with that theme? They're spying on him with binoculars from 20 feet away.
Yeah, they're very close.
And everyone has to be well aware that they're being watched by... They're on a ranch. Like, you can see a car coming on a dirt road. Like, they would know that they were right there, right? Like, everyone knows they were there, right? And they're just like, he looks like he's doing all right. I think so. And like, what?
Let's go through all of the bad parts of this. First off, he turns on his transponder, his little mini one that fits in his shoe, which is not on all the time. Uh-huh. He has to turn it on, and it sends a signal of, hey, here I am. I'm in trouble. Come get me. This is the briefing Q gave him.
Yeah.
And their thoughts are, nah, he's probably fine. He'll holler if he needs this. Like, this is him hollering. The transponder is him hollering for help. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's him hollering. He's hollering for help by activating the transponder that you gave to him and said, "Tap, do this if you need help." And then they're just like, and it's not just the Americans. It's also the Britters. And they're like, nah, he's probably fine. You're good. He's probably just after some girl. Mm-hmm. Right? So, here's the thing. I was like, oh, first off, can I... Let me show... Let me, you know, I'm not ranting here. I just want to backtrack a little bit. My first note was duck... Psych? Because he's wearing a duck on his
head. That was my first note, too.
Yeah.
Not a real bird. That's what I said.
The gadget room. So in the gadget, that was the thing. You know, they went in the gadget room. They did the whole thing where this is the first one where they have the whole room of gadgets.
Oh, yeah. And there's a man getting shot.
Yeah, which is like a classic joke thing in all the, like, where there's the guy getting shot.
You're not going to put that on a slab of meat. You're just going to shoot a little guy.
Well, that's the, it's, you know, them trying to be cool. And then it's everyone else joking that these shooting are incompetent
people. Shooting
a guy
people. Right next to, like, a concrete explosives. Wall. An explosive. You're like, what? Like, are you not worried about...
So he's like, here's a transponder. This one fits in your shoe. Look, activate it if you need us to come get you. Activates it. Nah, he's probably fine. And then these two spies show up, and Goldfinger's like, they're probably just trying to get stuff on the horse bets. It's like, no, you're a supervillain, and you're a secret agent.
He also gives Pussy the instructions.
I'll think Miss Galore? Her name is Pusher.
I'll call her Miss Galore. Miss Galore, the instruction to, put on some evening wear and look like you're flirting with James Bond so they're not suspicious. I don't know. Like,
and then they have six.
Okay, here's the thing. They go into the barn to argue. Of course they do the sex, but he's like, fight. I see you've been trained in the same art as me. And they judo flip each other a couple times. And then he's like standing on a table and she does my favorite judo move, which is the leg pull, where you grab the ankles and pull the person. It's like, who?
She does what? That.
He like says judo and then she pulls his ankles. It's like, what?
She pulls his ankles. And then he's like, who taught you judo? Like that. Because she pulls him when he's looking up through Fort Knox, which, by the way,
the judo ankle pull, you know.
Who taught you judo? There was classic. No fight. I feel like there was a bit of a fight, like a flip. Like, he, like, tried to get upper hand on her, and they just cut that out.
Here's the thing, too. We talked about that knockout guy that turns out to be kill you gas. So Goldfinger invites over these mobsters, and then he proceeds to tell them all the whole plan, offer them an inn, and then kills them all. And there's like, even a guy who he's out, okay, well, leave. And then he kills that guy, too, but goes through the hassle of having to send Oddjob to go kill him, and then get rid of the car. It's like a whole, like...
Here's the thing.
Why did you tell them your whole plan? Like you mentioned,
also
five giant maps, everything in the room is moving, everyone's like, what's going on? I don't understand. What's happening?
Why didn't Oddjob just grab the case of gold out of the trunk?
Killed them all. I know.
Because he makes this comment like he has to now get the gold out of that crushed car.
Let's go extract the gold out of this car we've crushed into a 3-foot block. It's like, what?
It's like, why didn't you grab it first?
You brought the car to the junkyard. You couldn't.
You shot the guy. It's not like he was going to stop you. You obviously own the junkyard. You could have just gotten out, opened the trunk, grabbed the gold, and then crushed the car. Why did you crush the car? Why did you crush that car? You could have crushed any other car.
I will say it was fun to watch the car get crushed.
Like, yeah.
That, I'll give them that.
But also, those guys, the spy guys, the secret agent dudes, lost that car. They lost them. There's like, where'd they go? We have no way of knowing where they went.
They're 50 feet behind him, and they see him turn off, and they're like, then they turn on the same road, and they're like, where'd he go? I don't know.
The signal's lost, so obviously James Bond is fine, and we have to go back to the hotel. That's the only option.
You were talking about the gadgets, and and there's the ejector seat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the passenger ejector seat. So I was waiting for Bond to eject himself out of the car to escape.
Oh,
and
no.
I thought it was going to launch him like 100 feet in the air. Then he was going to parachute down. And it launches the passenger, which I was not expecting. And it launches him just high enough to tip out of the car. And so what I was expecting was Bond, 200 feet in the air, parachute. What I got was bloop, and the passenger's popping out.
What about?
Made me so happy.
What about the fact that Bond was defeated by a mirror when he was trying to escape the facility? It's like, he's like freaking out and firing his guns and everything, and then Oddjob just turns, he's like, nah, he's so dumb, he was a mirror. This is the same movie that has one of the coolest supervillain lines ever, which when he's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Because it's supposed to be like, everyone thinks of Goldfinger as like, oh, he doesn't care about giving the speech or knowing what you know. He just is going to kill you and get it over with. But he gives so many pointless speeches and keeps Bond alive and tells him his plan on the off chance that he might know his plan. I don't think he's a very good supervillain.
Okay, on that topic, here's the thing about Goldfinger.
He's like Megamind.
His theme
is
yellow.
Oh.
You're right. That's his theme. He has a theme song. It's wonderful. It goes like, Goldfinger! And it's wonderful. But he's just a villain that really likes gold and wears a lot of yellow that isn't, like, really a gold shade of yellow. It's just yellow.
Yeah.
It's a yellow-themed villain, and it seems to me like a pretty weak theme.
No Spectre in this, though.
Yeah.
Which should make it your favorite one.
I guess. The whole plan... Okay, so here, let's talk about that plan for a second. They're going to make all the gold radioactive.
Yes.
And I only know so much. I'm not a financial economics major. I was only an economics major.
Oh.
But in college. As far as I know, they're not trading that gold left and right. Sits there and it's a reserve.
Yeah.
It's a reserve, which means they hold it back. They reserve it and it sits there. And he's like, we're going to make it radioactive. They won't be able to trade it for 50 years. Like, who are they trading this gold to all the time? It's the reserve of gold.
I also like how you could argue that did we take out, like, loans against it and stuff? But then it's like, I mean, they'll just go in hazmat suits with some lead boxes if they need to look at it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they'll go look at it.
Yeah, it was just quite the plan.
Also, a nuke going off next to gold will destroy the gold. It'll do it. It'll blow it up real good.
It's not a nuclear bomb. It's a nuclear device. A device that is nuclear in nature, that does something nuclear, that's not necessarily an explosion?
They called it a bomb.
Yes, but they also called it a device.
It's very dirty. I know that much. Here's the thing, though. I could melt. I'm pretty sure you could melt a bar of gold with a blowtorch.
Well, gold is a soft metal.
I think nukes will do it. I think nuclear anything will melt it.
My favorite use of gold in this was as a ball marker. He's like, "Oh, do you want me to just put my ball in, or do you want, you know, they're at the golf course?" Oh. And he just drops a brick of gold. He's like, "Is that your ball marker? It's too big. It's in the way. You can't use that as a ball marker."
Yeah.
It was for another purpose.
Yeah, it was him swinging it around, you know?
just plot. Can you imagine someone gives you like a $5,000 brick of gold and you're just going to drop it?
Two things. One, always remember, if you're going to paint yourself in gold, to leave a small bare patch at the base of the spine.
Correct. For breathing.
For breathing. Which, by the way, I double checked, and it's absolutely not a thing.
Okay.
You might get heat stroke. You breathe through, as a doctor put, you breathe through your mouth, not your skin. So there was this article by a doctor, and it was a bunch of scientific mumbo jumbo, and then at the end, like, so in conclusion, you breathe through your mouth. And I was like, oh, this has all just been like, it's been like when someone does a proof of 2 + 2, and it's like 50 lines of math, and it's like, so in conclusion, 2 + 2 = 4, you know? Yes. So it was basically that.
There's a lot of good stuff. I love the action scenes in this.
Oh, wait, I had a second thing.
Oh, please.
Sorry. The second thing of my two-part thing. Making a car out of gold, the car wouldn't be able to move.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I know this, Cody.
Tell me.
My grandpappy, right? He was part of a think tank in the past of some years, right? Where they came up with stuff.
Was the think tank gold?
No.
Was it a golden
but
tank?
But no, it's similar. So the, you know, stuff, random ideas and stuff, like the barrels of water or sand on exits where you hit those. They came, oh! I hit the mic. Okay. They came up with those things. And one of the things they did was a bumper filled with water. So when you hit somebody, that takes all the impact, it pops it, so both cars get covered in water, but both cars are completely undamaged.
Yeah.
Worked flawlessly. You know why they didn't do it?
Why?
Because the bumpers weighed like 1,000 pounds. Similar to if you made a bumper or a frame of a car out of gold, It would weigh thousands of pounds. And the car is like, not going to be able to move that. At least very fast. You know how they're like whipping around corners?
No, it would
be going like 5.
It will move quickly. And this comes right into my point.
Oh.
When there's time for an action scene, they just speed up the footage. So like when there's a car supposed to be going fast around a corner, they just make it go like 1.3 speed. So you would just do that with your car. The gold car would go real slow, and you just speed up the footage.
I just realized something.
What?
There were 3 girls in the movie. The second girl, she just disappeared, right?
The sister?
They captured her.
There were
2
sisters. So James Bond beds the first one who is helping him cheat, Goldfinger cheat, and then she dies of gold suffocation.
Suffocation of gold.
The second one is her sister, which I thought was really funny. When you're like, my sister. Oh, yeah, the one that I had sex with and then died. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't mention that, but
she was. No. Well, he says he knew her.
He says, I knew her, and then he winked. He didn't wink, but I did.
But that's why she tried to.
Yeah,
she
where
was
did
trying
she
to,
go?
She just disappeared after they got caught. He saw Porsche, and he's like, oh, forget Millie or Miley or whatever. Amy,
Tilly.
Whatever her name was, forget her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she died. They killed her.
They just killed her off.
She tried to kill Goldfinger and almost shot James Bond in the back.
Oh, I forgot that was a whole subplot. Like, she tries to shoot Goldfinger, misses wildly, almost kills James Bond. They have a whole car chase, and then... and then they both get caught because she's once again trying to kill Gold. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they killed. No, because they killed her.
Did they?
They chopped her, and then they carry off her body, and then they mention something about the body later. It's like, oh, like her body, like her dead body.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. Because so they make
just,
it out. So, like,
James
he chops
Bond just
her.
Kills 2 sisters in 2 days.
Well, Oddjob does it. But Oddjob chopped her, and then she looks dead.
If it wasn't for him, neither of them would have died. Can we agree on that?
It's true.
Okay, good.
But yeah, Oddjob does a lot of chopping.
Terrible person.
Chopped her.
Why so much chopping?
Because he's Asian.
Left and right. Okay, James Bond does chopping, and then they appropriate the chopping to the Korean culture. Oddjob's doing the chopping left and right. He's got a death hat and death chops. He can take a crowbar to the face. I know. What a man.
Here's the thing. Aja, you know, like, there's the other, like, there's some of those guys where they're, like, you know, they'll get, like, a giant dude or, like, someone as muscly as The Rock or just freakishly tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, this guy's unstoppable. He's a machine. Aja, he's just an overweight just Asian
guy.
Poorly
Asian man. Like, a 50-year-old poorly Asian man.
What a good old boy. He's a tank. I think he's a robot.
That makes sense. Speaking of the Korean folk in this film, they're basically like Oompa Loompas, right?
Yeah. They're North Koreans.
They live... They must... It's a super illegal operation. They must just live at this factory. They all dress in like a certain uniform. And like... What are they getting paid with? They're not just leaving the compound, right? Like, wouldn't people be suspicious if they saw...
Here's what you need to understand.
I just don't...
They're North Koreans.
What are they getting out of this?
They're getting out of North Korea.
Oh, I see. That's their ticket out.
Literally anywhere but North Korea.
They're like, I don't want to be North Korea, so I will go slave away in this evil supervillain's gold factory / horse rink / cabin.
It's a reward. For the most loyal of Koreans. They built a fake town in North Korea to try to look fancy. I like how they built it so that you can see it from like the outpost that is supposed to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like no one, it's like they don't know. They're like, we have satellites that we just look down at all the cities. And it's like they don't accept that that's a fact that mm-hmm. exists. They're like, well, no, you have to be on that hill to see into the country. And they're like, no, there's a satellite.
It is. North Korea is fascinating. Can we talk about fashion? Baby blue romper? Please, thank you. I want one. James Bond has one. Why can't I have one? It's like is. So, you know, you need girls. They've got a little cover up they wear. Between the pool or the beach and the car and their hotel room, you know, whatever. They're in between. You know, you got a little cover-up, right? They wear them in a lot of islander cultures. You know, maybe it's a shawl, maybe it's a big towel, whatever. There's some sort of a dress or something you just pop on.
Right.
James Bond has the equivalent, and it's a baby blue romper. And it's fantastic. I never knew I needed something. I'm an idiot. I've been throwing on a t-shirt when I leave the beach. James Bond is here looking... fine AF in a baby blue romper, and it's not, we're not even talking a romper. These shorts don't even go 4 inches below. It's at the level it's at the level of his goods, of his goodies, his jewels.
Yes.
And it's, that's it. Short sleeves, a little zip up romper. It's amazing.
And it's got a little tie off thing with a little clippy, but it's not a clip. It's like one of those things, yeah, where you gotta twist,
you insert
it, push
and
it in,
turn it, and it. It was amazing.
I could buy you one of those right now.
And I would wear it every time we record.
Yes, you would. That's why I'm afraid.
It was so good. Man. So there's a part where Sean Connery walked in the room and everyone freaks out. It's at the very beginning. And it's when the lackluster shimmy's happening.
The shimmy.
And everyone's freaking out either because he walked in or because of the explosion.
It's the explosion.
And I think what happened was Sean Connery just walked into the room. And that was the extra's reaction. That was just their reaction to Sean Connery. There's a car that explodes for no reason. More importantly, there's a plane that explodes for no reason. Once again, continuing theme, it hits the water, immediately bursts into flames. It made me very happy.
I'm telling you, man, in the last movie, somebody discovered gallon jugs filled with gasoline and debt cord. And they were like, oh, this is... the future. They're like, oh, you need that car gone? We're gonna fill it with 100 gallons of gas and give me 1,000 feet of debt cord and it's gonna be gone.
It was fantastic. They're in Kentucky, a place where I have been.
You have been. They ate Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They were at Colonel Sanders. My grandpa calls it Colonel Sanders. Makes me happy every time. And it doesn't say I went to KFC. Doesn't say I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. He says, I went to Colonel Sanders. And it takes me 2 steps in my brain to realize what he's talking about every time.
Every time?
I was like, are you friends with the Colonel? I'm like, no. You just went to his restaurant, which is Kentucky Fried Chicken, which I call KFC. Yeah. Here's the thing. They're in Kentucky. It gets very hot in the summer in Kentucky. It is the summer. There's a man, I think it might have been Goldfinger, big fur coat. Big old fur coat? Or was it a brown trench coat, pea coat? It was something. It was huge. It was a huge brown coat. Who is wearing a thick brown coat in the summer anywhere, let alone Kentucky?
Someone who cares about fashion.
So he likes gold. His fingers are cold. He'll leave James Bond somewhere with molds, but he'll never grow old. I should have sang this song. I just made that up.
You should have. Cody, we've reached the end of our time with this movie. I know we could go for 2 hours on this movie, I feel like. There's still things. The coordinated effort of the military play base.
The song at the beginning and the end of the movie. And it's harrowing both times.
It has the effect of, was it at the end of Aladdin?
The DJ Khaled. Just when you think the movie's wrapped up and you got some closure on the story, DJ Khaled! Just Goldfinger! Just going for it. Gold, for it. Dot, 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 finger. All caps, exclamation point. That's how you sing that.
Yeah.
Thanks for experiencing this. Find us at places. At Opinion Havers, what am I saying?
Where could they find us?
Find us at the places. It's called Opinion Havers. Look for the popcorn. Talk to me. Tell me what you want. What do you want? What do you want from me? Tweet me at Opinion Havers. No, what
we literally do got you a want? Thing. Someone emailed me. A
suggestion. Someone emailed us before they tweeted us.
Before they tweeted you. I thought it was like, what?
They emailed your personal email.
They did.
We still don't know how they got it.
I don't know how they got it. They must have jumped through so many hoops. All of our
pages to find out how they got it.
They did it, though. I think it's real funny.
I'm so proud of them. And we're going to watch, what's that movie? Oh.
Doctor Who?
More 60s. I'm ready. 60s movies aren't good. I've decided they're so good. They're all bad. The Graduate's bad. Every Bond movie is not that good. And I fear for Doctor Who.
Roger Ebert said this was a perfect film. 4 out of 4.
Pussy galore.
For sure.
Thanks for watching or listening. Have movies.
Watch Opinions.
Oh, man.